finish off the paragraph by saying, Ein Elokim Zul Asecha, there's no God but you. Now, obviously, there's no God other than Hashem. Question is, how do you read this? Yes, you could read it simply, Ein Elokim Zul Asecha. But equally, it could actually be the word Elohim. Elohim is not necessarily a reference to Hashem. Rather, it's anything that has power. Anything that has power is called Elohim. In fact, the Pasuk Parashas Mishpatim, Ad Ha Elohim Yavoi Dvar Shneim. Where Elohim there is referring to a judge. A judge has the ability to render judgments, can decide what happens to people. You can take money from this one, give it to that one. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Reina Saticha Elohim Leparo V'ar Nachicha Yen Dviecha. Also Elohim, says Rashi, Shoyfe V'roid L'doisa B'makas. You have power. You have power. Moshe has the power to smite Paro with the plagues. You're the one with the power. Right? In fact, as the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Eli Haaretz Lokach. Eil is a lashon of power. So we're not just saying there aren't two gods in the world or in the universe. Rather, there is no other force in the universe that has power other than you, Hashem. You are Paideinu Umatzilinu. It's not just you saved us, you redeemed us. You redeemed us and you liberated us. You saved us to the point where no one else can think, even for a second, that there's any form of power that can work against Hashem. Put into the context of Hashem's power, nothing else has power. And that's what the word Elohim means, according to Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim. Baal HaKoyches Kulam. It's halacha. All powerful. So that's what Reb Chaim Volozhin carries on to say in the Nefesh HaChaim. Even though there are other things that appear to have independent strength, and we call them Elohim, and we say they've got power, they actually don't have inherent or intrinsic power at all. The only power that anything has in this world is because Hashem gave them power. And therefore, Hashem himself is called Elokei HaElohim, because he's the one that gives power to anything that has power in the Bria, in the world, in the universe. Yes, other things appear to have that power. Nations have their sarim, their spiritual source, their angels in heaven, their strength. But all of that is ultimately devolved from Hashem's power. Hashem is the only power in the world. And that when we say the word Elohim, we're tapping into that. Hashem is all-powerful, omnipotent. Missing nothing, lacking nothing. And therefore, Ein Elokim Zul Asecha. There's no God other than you, but there's nothing else that has any power. Tapping into that is huge. It's one of the six constant mitzvahs. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Lo yarecha Elohim acherim al panai. Shall not believe that any believe in any false gods. Nothing else has power other than Hashem. It's one of the Aseres HaDibros that we have to believe at every single moment of our lives. Nothing can hurt me, nothing can harm me. Were it not to be the will of Hashem. Hashem is in total control. He is the only power in the world.